Okay, so we're gonna move Who Said It one segment, because I finally was able to pry this out of Rico. I'm just going to ask a question. And if you guys want to rush to your boy's defense, you can. But I just need to know. Who exactly does John Jansen represent? Rico just told me what John did on the show this morning. And he did a playoff bracket, apparently.
Very similar to what we did.
And he had Michigan in the national title game. And his supporting evidence when challenged was quickly eviscerated by Ticket Tech. It wasn't Jim, because Jim's afraid of John. But eviscerated by Ticket Texters. Like, he's knocking other teams for, like, losing a wide receiver. Great, John, you lost three of your top four. Your entire O-line, your quarterback, your running back. Just help me understand this. The last segment we did, Rico got bone crushed because he had Ohio State in the playoff and making a run, which is a wholly normal opinion. I'm not as high on Ohio State as he is, but it's within the guardrails, the bumper bowling. No one shares John's opinion. Then again, John's got a logo on his paycheck. Everyone else doesn't. But explain to me who John represents here. Like, do you actually agree with John? Like, deep within your soul, do you agree with John?
But wait, there's more.
There can't be more.
It's the path they got. Now, John had them as the number 10 seed. He was like, oh, they're going to lose some games. Their first round opponent, they traveled to South Bend. And John said, they're going to beat Notre Dame. Okay, after that, they then play Ohio State in with the semis.
I don't care if they play them on the moon.
And they're going to beat them. And then he put them in there against Georgia and said, well, it's going to be like what happened a few years ago when they played and Georgia will win by 4 or 5 touchdowns.
What a concession. I don't know. I understand my team sucks, but the difference is I'm willing to say it. But even when State was good, if I did things like that, my goodness, who are the people who were listening this morning and nodding their head like, yeah, John, yeah. And you're like, no, John, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's who.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Cause they then said, hey,
wow.
They said, hey, Gov, you can be the arbiter here. I think it's within the realm that it could happen.
What a shock.
No, that's my point, but I never imagined it would be that bad. And then finally, after Rico showed me the Star Wars scene, which, by the way, how does anyone watch that garbage?
But tread lightly, Mike.
I don't have to tread lightly.
They got a fan base bigger than you think.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's not good. I like Spaceballs, a movie that made fun of that film. I like that much better.
That's a billion-dollar industry.
That's fine. It doesn't make it good.
But yes,
crack is a billion-dollar industry. You telling me that's good?
Well, you know.
Although maybe John was sampling.
But I showed you the Jedi mind tricks.
So. Yes, and it actually taught me that, in fact, Ward Manuel is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
You know, oh, Detroit media, this is not the news story you seek. And then Wojo just waddles away. No, it is not the story I seek.
You will not write about Connor Stallions. You will leave this Kugler stuff alone.
I'm not looking for your wife's car. That's all it taught me.
This is not the car that crashed at 3 in the morning.
Jesus. David, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know we got to do Who Said It. But when Rico told me, I go, how?
He represents me, guys. I agree with him.
No, you don't. Michigan didn't even make it on your bracket, you damn fool. I'm not mad if
you're not supposed to give people facts.
No, my point is I'm not mad if you have them getting in. No. Is there a pathway where everything clicks and a 9-3 Michigan is the last team in or 10-2? Sure, not mad.
But see,
I'm not done yet. When you start telling me that this team, they don't even have a guy who can throw a forward effing pass. They put 13 guys in the league. They lost their entire O-line, their all-time great running back, their first-round draft pick quarterback, three of their top four receivers. If somebody said that about another school, old caveman McDermott over there would get on the air and be like, oh, let it play out. He would never. I mean, where does it stop? I know you're on the broadcast, but for the love of Christ, you can just say we're not as good as last year. They won't revoke your pass, John.
That was his way. No, that was his way. We're going to be the 10th seed and shock the world.
Oh, please.
But the funny thing was when he knocked why Texas would not make it. Cookies had Texas in. And he's like, well, Texas is not going to make it because they lost their top two receivers. Okay. But Michigan lost everything, including seven coaches. Offense. Defense, people going to the NFL.
Oh man! Look, I'm fine. Lord knows, I love rooting for my team. I don't ever want someone to root against their own team. But it's okay to just be a straight shooter about stuff and go, look, we might creep in, but I mean, on the big stage against these other teams, tell you what, if Sharon Moore wins a playoff game or two, or in John's world, like seven, put the statue up. Because I just don't see it on paper right now.
See, that's the thing. While I don't believe Michigan will make the playoffs, putting them as a 10th seed does mean they just snuck in there to get in the playoffs. And now you got them upsetting the higher seeds. Can't do it. But, you know, John Jansen Jr. also has them making the playoffs next to me.
You guys aren't supposed to say who you put in yet.
We actually have the same matchup there, except I have Notre Dame winning. So that's...
Look, the point is it's fine if you think they're getting in. I'll say it for the people in the back. It's fine. But of course, John had him in the final. I mean, shame on Cookies. What's the point of doing the exercise if you don't have to be real about it?
Cookies was focused on trying to win his money back.
Please. He's as cheap as the day is long.
He was going to have to mortgage the catio.
Yeah. David, read some ticket texts. I'm sorry, but Rico just, I just couldn't believe what he told me.
I want Michigan to beat Texas, get everyone's hopes up, and then finish 7-5.
They're not going 7-5.
Oh, man.
Look, they're going to be fine because they just simply have more talent than most teams. But when we're talking about making the national title game, Jesus, come on.
John Jansen is the ultimate and ridiculous homer that annoys even us Michigan fans.
That's why I asked, does he represent you? That's really the question.
But 97, come on, people. I don't agree with John, but it's just an opinion. Don't let it bother you, Mike. It's Friday and it's nice.
No, it is beautiful, Jason. But the job is, if you can't support your opinion, or if your opinion could be deflated by an animal with a brain the size of a walnut,
you know what?
It's not appropriate.
Michael, we're going to let it play out.
Christ. I mean, hell, if it's week 9 and Michigan looks like the best team in America and you want to roll that opinion out of the rack, I'm fine with it.
We have the best running back in the nation and a good offensive line steal. They brought studs in. Donovan is a monster. They will be good.
What did John's balls write that? Donovan Edwards had 357 yards last year. Best running back in the nation.
He's on the cover of a video game, though.
Yeah. The boss of EA Sports went to U of M. Next.
Also, how do you know their O-line's any good?
It's brand new.
What's that from?
Kenny, I'll tell you what it's from. Willy Wonka. A world of pure imagination. Honestly. Me and Rico are the old people sharing the bed, and then the grandpa gets up and dances when State wins 5 games. They've created an alternative world for themselves. If I go on the air and I say, let me tell you, MSU's O-line is going to be much improved. Oh, please, I'm Kermit the Frog. But if these jackasses do it, oh, no, it's factual. It's a world of projection. That's all it is.
Well, don't forget, Will Howard is going to be horrible at quarterback. So,
and I don't even like Will Howard, but these idiots forced me to defend him.
I am a Michigan slappy, and John is way out of line. This is an 8-4 team this year, but that's okay. It's a brand new team. Tom from Waterford.
Well, and again, no, but here's the thing. I don't mind him putting them in at the 10th seed, but It was why he said Texas wouldn't make it.
You're just making things up at that point.
Because, okay, be consistent. Like, for me, mine was all about scheduling and who plays who. I tried to stay consistent with it. But when he said, well, Texas is missing a couple of, they don't have any wide receivers. Okay, you lost 13 people to the pros. You lost your head coach. You lost six other assistants. You're starting from scratch. But, yeah, Texas lost two wide receivers. That makes sense.
That's why it upset me. And I'm like, okay, what are we, like, who does it represent? Who does it serve? I don't know any Michigan fans who believe
it's his opinion.
That doesn't make it a good one. Look at Kenny's opinion about minority employment. It doesn't mean it's a good one.
Wait, Kenny, wasn't that you speaking last night in Chicago?
That's not the one. That one. That's not a good opinion.
He got up right after Oprah.
The perfect segue. Kenny G caught in a Hawaiian shirt right after Oprah.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Howdy.
You don't have a job, and you don't have a job, and you don't have a job. Can you imagine Kenny at either convention? He just rolls up there with that one. How fast do they Pink Panther him off stage?
What do you mean? He would fit right in between Hulk Hogan and Little John? Come on.
That's it. Cue the balloons. Get this hillbilly off stage.
Hulk Hogan and Little John.
I have an announcement to make.
Thank you, everyone.
That's my time.
Wait, start pointing at people in the crowd.
Why do they, both sides of the aisle do it? It's like I saw the highlights. Because
it shows you're cool. Hey.
No, oh, come on.
Hey, Mike, I recognize you. Hey, much love.
But you're pointing at no one.
But you don't.
You're pointing at a vending machine. It's ridiculous.
But people think, oh, he was pointing at me. No, he's pointing at me. Yeah, you don't know.
Okay. All right, Michigan's going 15-0. They're winning it all. Every game by 38.5 points.
We're good.
We will do Who Said It coming up next. 97.